Chapter 2. Sleight of Hoof. Even though she still had to come up with the perfect magical act, Trixie got right to work on the rest of her impressively extensive to-do list around Ponyville the next day. No time to waste when Trixie is preparing to achieve the impossible, she thought to herself as she whipped up a hearty breakfast of toast, juice, and cinnamon sugar oatmeal for her hosts. True, it was an attempt to ingratiate herself to Twilight and Starlight, but it seemed to be working. The ponies devoured the delicious meal and seemed quite surprised at her brilliant cooking skills.
Wow, Trixie!
Twilight Sparkle marveled through a mouthful of cinnamon sugar. This oatmeal is delectable! What spell did you use to make it?
No spell. Just another thing that I'm amazing at, she'd sang, only to be met with a double eye roll.
After the three ponies ate, Trixie shooed her reluctant hosts away. She promised to clean up and give them some quiet time to work on their important friendship lessons. Trixie wasn't positive, but she thought Twilight kept looking over her shoulder at Trixie as she left the room. She looked impressed. Once the two of them were busy, Trixie slipped away and marched right to the carousel boutique, ignoring their warnings not to bother Rarity. Apparently, the unicorn was immersed in a project of her own, sewing a dress for some fashion event. Pish, thought Trixie as she trotted through Ponyville. Fashion smashin'.
I love fashion, Trixie shouted as she burst through the front door.
She took a seat on one of the velvet loungers and made herself quite comfortable.
The great and powerful Trixie has graced you with her presence because she would like to commission a cloak of utmost importance, Trixie stood up decidedly. Today!
She stuck her nose in the air and closed her eyes as if to illustrate the seriousness of her demand.
Oh, Trixie, you do know how to make an entrance, darling,
Rarity laughed, putting a polished gray hoof to her chest,
which I, of all ponies, can appreciate.
She continued pushing a pearly swath of chiffon through the needle of her sewing machine.
But honestly, darling, I'm afraid I can't do that today. I'm terribly busy with this dress for the Glammy Awards. You know, the glitziest night of the year for any pony who's any pony in fashion, music, or the arts. I cannot let my dear client Sapphire Shores step a single hoof onto the red carpet looking like anything less than pure perfection.
Rarity adjusted her red work glasses and looked up at Trixie sympathetically.
So there will be no cloaks today.
Trixie's face quickly contorted into a mushy frown.
You can add your name to my commissions list, Rarity chirped.
She waved her hoof to the long list on the wall with a flourish.
But it may take a few moons. But I need a new cloak now,
Trixie whined pathetically.
It's my only chance of getting in.
Her lip jutted out.
Please!
Getting in? Rarity raised a brow. Now her interest was piqued.
To something exclusive?
She stood up and trotted over to a ponikin wearing a gauzy white gown. As she fluffed the voluminous petticoats, the fabric seemed to dance and swirl in the light. Trixie couldn't take her eyes off it.
The Starmane Society of Magicians!
Trixie exclaimed, stomping her hoof on the floor for emphasis, also known as the only organization of magicians that means anything, anywhere.
I simply must be made an offer of membership, or I might as well not be a magician at all.
The swish of fabric was silenced as Rarity paused. At all? She was intrigued.
Ha! No pony could resist Trixie's charms.
Well, Trixie smiled. It's practically impossible to audition for Starmane, but my plan is more solid than a rock farm's foundation. The pony began to pace around the room, gesticulating wildly with her hoof as she spoke.
First step, have the most magnificent fashion designer in Equestria design me a new look. That's where you come in, Rarity. Then, while you're busy working your magic, I'm going to stay here in Ponyville practicing my jaw-dropping feat of magical genius in front of a live pony audience until it's flawless. Finally, I will sneak into the Grand Magician's Ball and perform it for the entire committee of Starmane Elders. They won't be able to tear their eyes away from my incredible talents. And then they'll have to make me a member right on the spot. Ha! Trixie was wild-eyed. You've been invited to a grand ball? Rarity cooed, clearly missing the entire point of Trixie's speech. Trixie could practically see Rarity's mind racing with visions of taffeta and couture headdresses. Rarity batted her eyelashes. Do you get a plus one for your designer? Trixie laughed nervously and took a seat back on the velvet sofa. She pawed at a turquoise cushion. I haven't actually been invited, but... Oh, Trixie, Rarity shook her purple mane. Attending a gala you've not been invited to is rather passé, no? Not when it's the only way for a pony to get noticed, Trixie replied. She expelled a puff of air and slumped down. She was really trying to ham it up. I truly wish I could help you, but this Glammy's dress really needs my attention. Rarity trotted back over to her creation, draped on the ponikin, and started sending little zaps of magic from her horn to the fabric. Each time the magic touched a button or a seam, there was a tiny sizzle that activated a subtle glow. Rarity was admiring her work in the three-way mirror when she caught a glimpse of Trixie's sad face. On the other hoof, Rarity spun around, I might have a little extra time to fit it in after the dress is finished. Excellent, Trixie beamed, trotting over to join her at the ponikin. Make it just like this, Trixie gestured to the gown. The mesmerizing garment glittered as it rotated. You could just lose a layer of these excessive petticoats and sew it into a cloak for me right now. Rarity frowned and kept on working. That's not what I agreed to, and I really don't have time right now. I still have to add some gold trim here and there. Here, I'll show you, interrupted Trixie as she dove for the fabric. At the very same moment, Rarity sent a zap of glowing gold magic to the hem. It hit Trixie's right forehoof with a sizzle. Ouchies! Trixie winced, losing her balance. As if in slow motion, the blue unicorn tripped over her other hooves, knocking into a side table. A glass of water teetered precariously. Trixie reached her hoof out to try to stop the glass. No! Another zap of magic shot from Trixie's horn right at the dress as the water splashed down. As the holding spell took effect, the drenched skirts began to tear apart. Rarity quickly shot a zap of her own glowing magic at the dress to counteract it. But it was too late. The dress was torn and wet. My beautiful work! Rarity cried out in horror. She shook her purple mane in disbelief. Whoopsies, replied Trixie, massaging her hoof, which now pulsed with soreness. Rarity didn't have to say anything in response. The annoyed grimace on her face said it all. Trixie backed out of the shop with a humble shrug and a wink. So far, the unstoppable magic show was looking more like a pitiful dress rehearsal, where the dress was ruined. And there was no new cloak.